The Villa by Nora Roberts. Copyright 2001 by Nora Roberts. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
To family, who form the roots. To friends, who make the blossoms. The Villa. Prologue. On the night he was murdered, Bernardo Baptista dined simply on bread and cheese and a bottle of Chianti. The wine was a bit young, and Bernardo was not. Neither would continue to age. Like his bread and cheese, Bernardo was a simple man. He had lived in the same little house in the gentle hills north of Venice since his marriage 51 years before. His 5 children had been raised there. His wife had died there. Now, at 73, Bernardo lived alone, with most of his family a stone's throw away at the edges of the Grand Giambelli vineyard, where he had worked since his youth. He had known La Signora since her childhood, and had been taught to remove his cap whenever she passed by. Even now, if Teresa Giambelli traveled from California back to the Castello and vineyard, she would stop if she saw him, and they would talk of the old days when her grandfather and his had worked the vines. Signore Baptista, she called him, respectfully. He had great appreciation for La Signora, and had been loyal to her and hers the whole of his life. For more than 60 years he had taken part in the making of Giambelli wine. There had been many changes, some good, in Bernardo's opinion, some not so good. He had seen much. Some thought, too much. The vines, lulled into dormancy by winter, would soon be pruned. Arthritis prevented him from doing much of the handwork, as he once had.